Back on the Jefferson Exchange and the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. A couple of months ago, a chunk of Josephine County's property around Pipe Fork Creek in the Williams area appeared to be on its way to a sale. The county was more or less willing to sell, and the people who wanted the land protected from logging had lined up the money to buy. The deal still has not happened. County commissioners had so many questions and conditions on the sale, a deadline for making it came and went. So now we reassess what happens next with the people who want the land bought and protected. We have two members of the Williams Community Forest Project Board with us. Chaz Rogers is a board member. Welcome back, Chaz.
Hey, thanks, Jeffrey. Good to be here.
Good to have you. Cheryl Bruner's with us again as well, the board secretary for the Williams Community Forest Project. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for interviewing us.
You bet. I went back and looked at the questions for our conversation last December, and one of the final ones was about Commissioner Herman Bertschiger at the time, 7 months ago, saying the door on the deal is not closed. In effect, did they close the door by never walking through it, Cheryl?
Jeffrey, that's exactly what they did. And I'm really upset about it. I feel like the commissioners are not supporting Josephine County constituents at all. It is terrible what they have done. And put the threat of Williams running out of water in that place. And hey, Jeffrey, I really want to tell the story of what happened with Pipe Fork so all your listeners really understand the work that the Williams community went through to obtain this property.
Please do. Okay, thanks.
And hey, Chaz, tell the listeners a little bit about the property so they understand the importance of it.
Okay, I'd be glad to. So Pipe Fork is really a beautiful setting at the base of Grayback Mountain. It has numerous springs which feed the stream with cool, clear water. It contains a deep, narrow channel that supports a wide variety of unique trees and a lush understory growth. These rare Port Orford cedar trees that grow here make it a valuable resource, of course, worth saving. This is an amazing dynamic stream, and its shady, lush environment and beautiful waterfalls are really a treasure.
There was something you said in there, Cheryl, though, about the Williams running out of water. Why would that be why would that happen?
Well, Chaz, tell Jeffrey what it is about Pipe Fork.
So Pipe Fork, of course, supplies cool water to Williams Creek. Williams Creek has lots of salmon, and it also, that's the only source of water for our whole community. There have never been any other municipal system put up here in Williams. We depend on our streams for our drinking water, irrigation water, and for our habitats. So Pipe Fork is one of those great tributaries that provide really cool, clear water year-round for our stream systems.
Does the county land contain portions of Pipe Fork Creek itself?
Yes. The county land surrounds Pipe Fork Creek that comes out of the BLM Research Natural Area just upstream. And, of course, there's five different springs that come out of Grayback that feed this stream system.
And so let's talk about the total parcel. 320 acres is what has been negotiated here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'll start at the beginning. I'll make this really quick, but I want people to understand really the implications of this. So in January of 2020, I learned that Josephine County was going to clear cut the land. So that means, 116 acres, that means it would be completely denuded. There will, what happens is that with no trees on the land, there's no water held in on the land. So we started protesting, and Dave Streeter and Wally Hicks said the land was worth $1.6 million, that, because we were thinking we could buy it. And then Dan DeYoung and Dave Streeter said, go find a conservancy agency to buy this, which we started looking.
And these are county officials you're talking about.
I'm talking about the commissioners for Josephine County.
Commissioners.
Yes, and Dave Streeter is the forester. So after a lot of work, it was letters to the editor, and we actually had an interview with JPR. We testified at the BCC, the Board of Commissioner County meetings, and the Conservation Fund did they said, yes, we want to buy it. And an appraisal was done, which came in at $2,020,000. And so we thought we were set. And also during this time, BLM became interested and applied for the Land and Water Conservation Grant. And the Congress said yes. and approved the grant for BLM to buy it from the Conservation Fund. And that's when all the obstacles started, which was really, it was like, we felt like we were really set. You know, this land was saved. And immediately, the commissioners and Dave Streeter said, well, we want $750,000 more, which meant that the community had to come up with $750,000. I mean, that was a huge obstacle to us. We did come up with $300,000, which was amazing. And finally, in March of this year, the commissioner said, okay, you know, we can sell it. And then that's when all the obstacles really started. And even after they said that, yes, that they would sell it, and then they continued, you know, even with the $2,020,000 and the $300,000 we offered, they continued to have obstacles to it. They, first of all, they said, oh, there was a code that, you know, potentially prevented the sale. That was proven wrong. Then they wanted a guarantee that BLM would allow us access to the property, which was completely absurd. It was so weird because Gilson County has a gate across the property right now that there's vehicles can't go through. And the fact that, and then they wanted BLM not to log it. They wanted the deed restriction on that when they were planning on clear cutting it. I mean, it was, their reasoning was so ludicrous.
We were talking about Pipe Fork Creek with two members of the Williams Community Forest Project Board. Cheryl Bruner and Chaz Rogers are with us. We are live. We can take your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Let me back up a step here, Cheryl, because you said that there's a gate across it under county ownership. So is the public allowed to roam the land now?
The public is allowed to roam it, and that's actually how I knew that they were going to clear cut it, because it's a recreation area for Williams community. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely area that, you know, we've always utilized for recreation. And you can't, because of the creek and Port Orford, the gate was put up to prevent motorized vehicles from going through. But horses and people can go through.
Talk about that other point, though, that you found out from being on the property that it was going to be clear cut, which kind of tricked the start of this whole set of steps into motion. But then the county wants assurances that it won't be clear cut now?
Yes. Can you believe that? I mean, that's an obstacle they're putting up. It's like, what are they thinking? That's what they were planning on doing.
Cheryl, you said something about Port Orford. You met Port Orford Cedar, right? So talk about some of the issues there. I've been covering for years this Phytophthora lateralis issue that the Port Orford Cedar has. This is a root rot fungus, right?
Yes, it is. And Chaz is an expert about.
Okay, so Chaz, are there any concerns about Port Orford Cedar that get involved with this whole issue between the county and the people who want to buy the land?
Yes, actually, the Phytophthora disease has been spreading throughout Oregon, decimating the Port Orford Cedar on the coast. This is one of the easternmost stands. It's sort of isolated. BLM established this research natural area just adjacent to this property, just upstream, to protect the native stand of Port Orford Cedar that's in there. Now, we wanted to really annex this, the county property, to make this a continuous parcel or a continuous reach of Port Orford Cedar. So we don't know if that Phytophthora will be up in the land or not, but we want to make sure it doesn't get in there and start spreading around and reach up into the RNA. So this would be a way to protect it. We can actually monitor that and watch for it.
And the RNA is the research natural area of the BLM. Is that now in BLM? So let me explain the conveyance again. So the Conservation Fund was set up to buy it. They were then going to turn around and sell it to the BLM?
Yes. The Conservation Fund was a nonprofit group that buys property and sets it up for conservation. Then they resell it to some holder. BLM would be that holder or some type of conservation group. BLM offered to do that. They wanted to put under their regular policies. They weren't planning on clear cutting. They told us they would maybe clear the road if the windfall happens, but they weren't going to come up there and clear cut. They wanted to make sure that it was a recreation area and the research natural area was saved and preserved.
Pipe Fork Creek, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange, still on the table, still an open issue, not sold by the by Josephine County to the Conservation Fund for conveyance to the Bureau of Land Management. Two members of the Williams Community Forest Project Board are with us, Chaz Rogers and Cheryl Bruner. So you did get BLM people to some of these meetings with the Board of Commissioners, correct, Cheryl? And they gave some assurances, but they couldn't go all the way, it sounds like.
Well, yes, Jeffrey, that's true. BLM can't put it. So the county commissioners were asking for a deed restriction on the land. That can't happen. You know, the BLM cannot do that. So it was understandable that the BLM couldn't do it. But they were willing to meet with the county commissioners, and they did come to a Board of County Commissioners business meeting one time and said, yes, they would look into it, but it can't happen, and that's what they said. You know, in addition to that deed restriction that they were asking for, Commissioner Bartsugar also said he wanted at least a 10% escrow, which is ridiculous. And there was a real estate agent that said, yes, no, that they can't do that. It's usually only 1%. And another thing is that John West has ownership on that property.
Also a commissioner.
A company, yes. Mm-hmm. Commissioner John West also has ownership of the land adjacent through an LLC that he's president of. Which is, he should have recused himself immediately from any decisions regarding this property. That's why, it's, you know, we feel like there's so much illegality that's happening with this property, and the commissioners are not supporting Josephine County from receiving $2,020,000 plus the $300,000.
Mm-hmm. So in trying to get that deed restriction, the Conservation Fund does do conservation easements. Is that what's been discussed for the property in question?
No, they do not do conservation easements. They are a company that will buy, a nonprofit that will buy land, and then they sell it to federal agents. That's their mission, and that's how they conserve it, by selling it to other entities.
They do conservation easements in other places. It was interesting when we talked to the Conservation Fund recently, the person we talked to in Portland didn't know about Pipe Fork. It was a little odd, honestly, to have two people from the same organization working in different channels there, but that's what we found. So talk about where things stand. You guys had a board meeting last week. I see you have a meeting set up for Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. at the Williams Grange. What are your options?
Well, I can speak to this, and so can Chaz. So we're, you know, our fear is that Josephine County, because they do clear cut their land, that's what's going to happen now. And so how do we stop that? You know, do we stop it by protesting, or do we find another conservation entity to buy the land? And so right now our research is to find another company, and then also to determine if BLM still has the Land and Water Conservation Fund to buy it from that company. Because the important thing.
So, yeah.
Go ahead, Jess.
And we had talked with the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy about a year and a half ago about holding this land. You know, a land conservancy would be a great holder, but they are not working in this area anymore, so they weren't interested. But now that we have the money, hopefully in the grant, hopefully it'll be stayed for another couple of years. Maybe we can find a land conservancy that would like to hold it and take a conservation easement on that. We don't know about that, though. So it's sort of a mystery. BLM is the one who applied for the grant for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Can we use that? Can we transfer it over to another entity? There's a lot of questions we're going to have to answer.
Chaz, it sounds like you're at square one, then. The Conservation Fund is out of the picture. That train has left the station.
Yes.
Well, it seems like that's what's happened. They've pulled back. You know, they've been thwarted so many times, they're just not sure they're going to get anywhere with these commissioners.
And also, they had set a date of July 15th as a deadline, because BLM needs to go in there and assess the land. And the deadline was August 15th, and the Conservation Fund put July 15th as the deadline for them, so that the BLM had time for assessment. And so now that July 15th has gone by, that was the Conservation Fund's deadline. And August 15th, between now and August 15th, the BLM very doubtfully will have time to assess the land.
Okay. We will, obviously more to come. That meeting I mentioned, Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. at the Williams Grange, the Williams Community Forest Project, still trying to do something to protect Pipe Fork. The deal between the county and the Conservation Fund just wasn't completed on time. Chaz Rogers and Cheryl Bruner, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeffrey, it was wonderful. Thank you.
Short break
in
the exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet. We'll be back.